prior to the outage, we did have a conference call with TE Subcom, the company that's actually doing the actual repair, and we told them that even 7 days was a long time, given the limited satellite bandwidth that we would be using as a backup. 97%, as you said, it's a huge amount, and our users, our customers, are no longer used to the limited bandwidth that our satellite backup offers currently. I mean, going down from 1,500 megabits per second to a total of 50 for the entire country, it's a bit revolutionary in itself for our customers. And, you know, in our president's State of the Nation address on Tuesday when Parliament opened, she made reference to the fact that there's a lot of people with Internet withdrawals. They couldn't go to their Facebook sites and all of that, which is actually true. One of the things that our IT team has been trying to do while rotating the limited bandwidth that we're using is making sure that people do not go to their Facebook sites, but that has been very difficult. I guess it is human nature that people would just want to check up on what's going on with their Facebook sites, if people have commented on it or what have you. But it's been tough.
That's quite amazing, isn't it? The change in just a few years. Now people are virtually addicted to getting onto Facebook, seeing what their friends and family are up to, especially, I expect, at Christmas and the holiday period.
Precisely. It wasn't too long ago, before the fiber was landed, that the total bandwidth for the nation was something around 16 megabits. But we had not been exposed to the sort of speeds that and bandwidth that we're now used to. And people put up with that. It was the normal at that time. And even at 50 megabits, which is about, three times what we used to have before the fiber, people just cannot do without the speed and the reliability that the fiber up the cable affords them. It changes everything. And I think for the first time, our customer now appreciates what the fiber means, because there's been a lot of talk prior to the outage about maybe the fiber being too expensive for a small country such as ours. Now the businesses are coming and saying, you know, we really need to have this because, you know, we have got construction companies trying to do regional or international bids on projects, and they're finding it difficult. Even when we shift bandwidth towards their network at a given time, what we do is we call each other and say, okay, I'm going to be doing this upload at this time. Can you ship bandwidth to us? So I've got a 24/7 knock of IT team working round the clock to making sure that those businesses that need to conduct whatever it is that they're doing are able to do so.
That's quite funny, isn't it? Deciding which business is actually going to get the bandwidth and telling the others they can't. Did the Ministry of Finance get some bandwidth to actually process the government payroll? I understand they were struggling to do so.
Yes, they did. And we needed to block everybody else off while the Ministry of Finance was doing that. And it worked out well. People here are they're quite patient. Marshallese, I guess, by nature, are very patient. And so when we tell them that, you know, you'll have to hold up on whatever, you know, reschedule your transaction while we do this one, and most people have been really, really cooperative, and we're very thankful for that.